A 535-acre chunk of Washington's Kitsap Peninsula will be protected from future development under a $4.5 million deal announced today. Ashley Ahern reports.
The chunk of land abuts Port Gamble Bay and includes tidelands, mudflats, and 1.5 miles of shoreline along State Route 104. The land was owned by Pope Resources, a timber company. It's a small but important part of a 7,000-acre parcel the company wants to sell. The Washington Department of Ecology, with help from the National Fish and Wildlife Service, is picking up the tab for this section. Michelle Connor is a vice president at Forterra, the environmental group who has led the funding effort to put this area of timberland into conservation. She says the purchase of this waterfront parcel is a solid step in the right direction.
The hard part now is for people to understand that this is a whole connected system and that this won't thrive unless we protect the forest lands behind it. And so that's the next piece of work that's in front of us.
The purchase prevents the land from being subdivided for housing development. The Port Gamble Tsklallam Tribe's reservation is on the opposite side of the bay. Jeremy Sullivan is the tribal chairman and says protecting the shoreline will help protect the tribe's shellfish resources in the bay.
We see that as a positive. We wish that the whole thing would have been purchased up, but that just didn't quite happen yet.
The area surrounding an old mill on Port Gamble Bay, as well as the small town of Port Gamble itself, could still be redeveloped. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.